USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five inmates, including a pair of accused murderers, are still at large at last check after escaping a jail in South Georgia. The five reportedly getting out of the Pulaski County Jail on Friday after around 11 p.m., then stealing a white van from the parking lot of the facility. Officials identifying the five as Tyree Williams Jr., Dennis Pinnix Jr., Brandon Pooler, Tyrese Jackson, and Lewis Evans III, all of the five with a history of violent crimes, and officials say they are likely armed and dangerous. Closing arguments are to begin on Monday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after 31 witnesses were called over 8 days of testimony. Rittenhouse accused of shooting and killing two men during civil unrest in Kenosha. He says it was self-defense. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
On Friday, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said that reporters could expect the announcement of who is going to be the coordinator of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that is being signed into law at an event on Monday. And at the time, Psaki would only say of who it might be.
You can expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
Now the White House has issued a statement making the announcement that former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu is going to be that person. The White House saying he will oversee the most significant and comprehensive investments in American infrastructure in generations as a senior advisor and infrastructure coordinator. Five people are injured and a suspect is dead after a shooting early Sunday morning in Columbia, Missouri. Officers saw two people exchanging gunfire downtown when the first gunman fled and began allegedly shooting towards a crowd of people. He was killed by police, the second gunman still at large. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Remember to find more news at usaradio.com. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis is defending his decision to not impose statewide COVID-19 mandates, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that he can praise the efforts of Colorado universities and the ski industry for keeping students and vacationers safe. Mask mandates and vaccine requirements remain at the discretion, though, of independent businesses and localities, and the governor says he does encourage Colorado residents to get vaccinated, saying that for the immunized, it's no longer even a pandemic. Eternals remains the top movie in North America, the Marvel superhero picture earning $27.5 million in its second weekend in theaters. A deep discount dollar chain is setting quite the milestone. It's Dollar General that's celebrating the opening of its 18,000th store over the weekend. This newest store located in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Dollar General celebrated by donating $18,000 to a local elementary school, as well as giving customers gift cards and tote bags filled with various products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.